Praise God. It says, listen to this now. All that I've said, let us draw near with what? What kind of heart? How? And how much? Oh no, don't come halfway shaky. I don't know if this is going to work. I might try this and something might happen. I don't know. Let us draw nigh with a true heart in full. When you get a glass full of water, how much you have left? I mean, when you get a glass full of water, I mean it's full. I mean level full. What do you have left? Ain't nothing left, is it? So he said, let us draw nigh with a true heart, a full assurance that man ain't nothing, no room for unbelief. Don't have any room left for unbelief because your heart is fully persuaded. With a true heart, a full assurance. Having our heart, let's draw nigh with a heart in full assurance. Let me read. Let's draw nigh with a true heart in fullness of faith. Having our heart sprinkled what? Now notice our heart in fullness of faith. You notice it full of faith. The heart is full of faith. No room for unbelief. No room for doubt. It's out. Because your heart is full of faith. Fullness of faith. Having our heart doing what? Where are we? The King James said, having our heart sprinkled. Somebody got a different translation. That's why I ain't reading like I got. He said, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith. Okay? How much? Full assurance. Full assurance of faith. This is 22. Full assurance of faith. Having our heart sprinkled from, and what kind of conscience? From an evil conscience. You know, sprinkle, you ever turn the sprinkle on, it's going to wash, it's going to wet. And it has to do with washing. But watch this. Sprinkle from an evil conscience. If you're full of faith, your heart full of faith, they have no room for an evil conscience. Hello? And our bodies washed with what? So what you have your body washed with? Pure water. The only pure water I know is the water of the word. That's the only pure water. I know we call this water pure, but it's open to be contaminated, but you can't contaminate the word. Having our body washed with what? Pure water. Since no room for unbelief, no room for our bodies to be out of control in all kind of stuff, all kind of sin. So it's washed, we got it under control. He said, this will happen to us. This is what you can do. Let us hold fast. Let us hold fast to what? Let's read it like this. Let us hold fast the confession of our faith. How? Why? So stuff may be looking bad, stuff may be looking tough, and everything may look like nothing gonna work. But you don't change because he is faithful, I promise. No word from God is void of power. No words from God is void of power. If God said it, the power of God is in it to bring it to pass. No word. Hallelujah. 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 So I draw near with a true heart, a full assurance of faith. And I get rid of anything. I won't even let my body rule me. I have it washed. My conscience, I won't let anything. I won't let my conscience go against the word of God. I got it sprinkled. I sprinkle it with the word. Now, my body, I won't let you tell me, argue with me. No, I wash you with the water of the word. So you can't, so you don't have nothing to say. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because God said, Jesus said it out of his own mouth, you can have what you say. Hallelujah. So this confession, we found this out, this confession, we have to hold fast to it, too, because he said, and when we got born again, we acted on it, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart, thou shalt be saved. Did you get saved? He didn't, you know, you notice he didn't even stop there. Thou shall be saved. For with the what? Heart. Man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. He didn't even stop there. For the Spirit of God bears witness with your spirit that you are who you say you are. So let the devil come talking loud. Just mute him. Pay no mind to what he's saying. Because you got the witness. You got the evidence. You got the proof.
Yes, sir.
That you are. If, listen, if, I say if and I shouldn't, but I'm hooking up something with them words. If God is that exact and true about your new birth, why can't he be that way with your healing? Why can't he be that way with your peace? Why can't he be that? Why would you think different about your peace? Why would you think different about your prosperity? Why would you think different about your victory? If you can boldly say in the midst of people that call you this and that, you owe this and that, you ain't saved because you do this, ain't no such thing, and you still got the witness in your heart that you are saved. And why can't you be that way about your healing? Why can't you be that way about what you confess, that all my needs are met? Just because a little stuff showed up, pressure came up against you, why are you changing, acting like that?